It's roughly 1,800 miles around Lake Superior's shore. Rather daunting, say Mike Link and Katie Crowley of Minnesota. And they're going to make the sojourn not using roads, but walking only along the shoreline. They figure it will take them about 5 months. Link says they're ready.
But we know from day to day there will be at least one day on this hike where we're going to look at each other and say, what in the world are we doing out here?
They'll leave Duluth for northern Wisconsin on April 29th, their wedding anniversary, and backpack their way across sandy beaches and rocky cliffs. Crowley says they'll keep a blog, take pictures, and document plants. This will be their legacy to science.
And this is information then that can be used 50 years from now when scientists are looking at the lake, looking at the shoreline, and seeing whether climate change did in fact create dramatic change as we think it will.
Or human development, any number of things. It's a reference point.
Even though they admit it's no slam dunk that they'll finish this Forrest Gump-like journey, they say they won't take any shortcuts. Crowley says she'll be the enforcer.
I will definitely give him advice. And I will suggest, you know, no, we're not going to go across that marsh.
They'll share this work with several Lake Superior area universities. They plan to write a book about the experience and probably put their feet up for a while when they're finished by October. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.